Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića.
Goofy, foolish, human parade passing on Sunday art streets of Greenwich Village. Pitiful drawings of images on an iron fence ranged there by self-believing artists with no hair and black berets, showing green seas eating at rock and Pleiades of time, pestiferating at moon squid, salt flat, tip fly toe, tat sand traps, with cigar-smoking interesteds puffing at the stroll. I mean sincerely, naive sailors buying prints. Women with red banjos on their handbags. And arts handicrafty, slow-shuffling artists of Washington Square, passing in what they think is a happy June afternoon. Good God, the sorrow! They don't even listen to me when I try to tell them they will die. They say, of course I know I'll die. Why should you mention it now? Why should I worry about it? It'll happen. It'll happen now. I want a good time. Excuse me. It's a beautiful, happy June afternoon. I want to walk in. Why are you so tragic and gloomy? And on the corner at the pony stables on 6th Avenue and 4th sits Bodhisattva meditating in hobo rags, praying at Joe Gould's chair for the emancipation of the shufflers passing by. Immovable in meditation, he offers his hand and feet to the passers-by, and nobody believes that there's nothing to believe in. Listen to me. There is no sidewalk art show. No strollers are there. No poem here. No June afternoon of O, but only imagelessness, unrepresented on the iron fence of bald artists with black berets passing by. One moment less than this is future nothingness already. The chessmen are silent, assembling ready for funny war. Voices of Washington Square blues rise to my Bodhisattva poem window. I will describe them. Itki salusu fruptrut, etc. No need. No words to describe the sound of ignorance. This is the sound of ignorance. They are strolling to their death, watching the pictures of hell, eating ice cream of ignorance on wood sticks that were once sincere in trees. But I can't write poetry, just prose. I mean, this is prose, not poetry. But I want to be sincere.
Dobar dan, želim, moje ime Žikica Simića, ovo je emisija Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Na početku večerašnjeg izdanja emisije čuli smo Jacka Kerouaka kako recituje svoju pesmu McDougal Street Blues uz pratnju klaviriste Steve'a Allena. To je snimak sa legendarne ploče Poetry for the Beat Generation koja je izašla 1959. godine i na kojoj je Jack Kerouak uz ovu klavirsku pratnju govorio svoje stihove i delove svoje proze. Večerašnja emisija posvećena Jacku Kerouaku, zato postoji nekoliko važnih razloga. Jedan od najvažnijih, ako ne i najvažniji razlog, je pojava novog broja, dvobroja časopisa Gradac, koji nosi broj 201, odnosno 202, koji je u potpunosti posvećen Jacku Kerouaku i njegovom književnom delu i njegovom uticaju na literaturu, na film, na rock muziku, jazz muziku i tako dalje. To je bio jako inspirativan jedno izdanje magazina Grada, odnosno časopisa Gradac, koje je eto i mene inspirisalo da ovu večerašnju emisiju priredim tako što ćemo čuti pesme koje su na ovaj ili na onaj način povezane sa Jackom Kerouakom. Jack Kerouak je jedan od najuticajnijih likova kada je u pitanju rock muzika, mislim jedan od najuticajnijih likova iz neke druge umetnosti i književnosti. Zato nisu potrebne neke, bog zna kako, veleumne intersemiotske studije, to se vrlo lako da prepoznati. Ako čujete bilo koju veliku rock pesmu, nekako ćete vrlo lako u njoj pronaći elemente onoga što potiče iz proze ili poezije Jacka Kerouaka i ne samo njega, nego i drugih pesnika koji su pripadali tom takozvanom beat pokretu. Za ovaj magazin Gradac ja sam čak napisao jedan tekst koji eto izašao u njemu, možete da ga pročitate, i u tom tekstu sam se bavio odnosom između poezije, odnosno literature Jacka Kerouaka i rock muzike, i pokušao sam da taj odnos nekako ilustrujem govoreći o Bobu Dylanu, Tomu Waitsu i Marku Sandmanu kao trojici sjajnih rock muzičara u čijoj muzici se da lako uočiti uticaj Jacka Kerouaka. Za potrebe ovog časopisa Gradac ja sam čak i napravio jednu playlistu za koju sam smatrao da je najbolje slušati dok se čita taj moj tekst, i ta lista sadrži 12 pesama. U ovom večerašnjem izdanju emisije Neonska duga mi ćemo emitovati te pesme i još nešto prozboriti o Jacku Kerouaku, bit književnosti i opšte tom duhu koji provejava kroz tu literaturu i kroz tu muziku koju mi toliko volimo. Naravno, Bob Dylan i Tom Waits prvi padaju na pamet kad se pomene uticaj Jacka Kerouaka na rock muziku. O tome postoje brojni podaci, a najbolji pokazatelj tog uticaja jesu zapravo pesme Boba Dylana i Toma Waitsa. I na početku ovog našeg predstavljanja, kako te playliste, tako i uopšte muzike na koje je uticao Jack Kerouak, čućemo dve pesme ove dvojice sjajnih rock autora, Boba Dylana i Toma Waitsa. Prvo ćemo čuti Boba Dylana sa pesmom Just Like Tom Tom Blues sa albuma Highway 61 Revisited, koji je izašao 1965. godine i koju je Bob Dylan napisao pod očiglednim uticajem čuvene zbirke poezije Jacka Kerouaka Mexico City Blues. Tu se mnoge stvari lako daju prepoznati i sve to nekako u dosluhu i sa brojnim izjavama koje je Bob Dylan dao o tom uticaju koje on trpio kako od Jacka Kerouaka, tako i od bit književnika uopšte. Potom slušamo i Toma Waitsa, koji ima jedan vrlo specifičan, poseban odnos sa Jackom Kerouakom i njegovom književnošću, o čemu ćemo možda nešto kasnije progovoriti. I sa albuma Small Changes 1976. godine čućemo Waitsovu pesmu Bad Liver and Broken Heart. To je pesma koja je napisana pod očiglednim uticajem Jacka Kerouaka i bit književnosti uopšte. Evo dvojice najvećih, rekao bih, rock tubadura u pesmama koje su na ovaj ili onaj način povezane sa Jackom Kerouakom. Kažu da ima preko 250 pesama koje imaju to obeležje. Jedna od najboljih, ako ne i najbolja, je ova koju ćete sada čuti, a koju će otpevati Bob Dylan. Ona se zove Just Like Tom Tom Blues.
Time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put They got some hungry women there, and they really make a mess out of you. Now, if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even say what it is I got. The peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmailed a sergeant at arms in just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost.
Neonska duga.
Stand behind me when the game got rough. But the joke was on me, there was nobody even there to bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I do believe I've had enough. Thank you.
Well, I got a bad liver and a broken heart. Yeah, I drunk me a river since you tore me apart. I don't have a drinking problem, except when I can't get a drink. I wish you'd have known her, we were quite a pair. She was sharp as a razor and soft as a prayer. So welcome to the continuing saga. She was my better half, and I was just a dog. And so here I am slumped. I've been chipping, I've been chumped on my stool. So buy this fool some spirits and libations. It's these railroad station bars. Choose my path, hey, come on, Kev. He's a lawyer, he ain't the one for ya. No, the moon ain't romantic, it's intimidating as hell. And some guy's trying to sell me a watch. So I'll meet you at the bottom of a bottle of bargain scotch. I got me a bottle and a dream. It's so modeling it seems. You can name your poison. Go on ahead and make some noise. I ain't sentimental. This ain't a purchase, it's a rental, and it's purgatory. And hey, what's your story? Well, I don't even care, 'cause I got my own double cross to bear.
Tom Waits otpeo je pesmu koja se zove Bad Liver and Broken Heart sa albuma Small Change iz 1986. godine. Pre toga smo čuli i Boba Dylana u numeri Just Like Tom Tom Blues sa njegovog legendarnog, rekao bih, i po najboljeg albuma Highway 61 Revisited, koji je izašao 1965. godine. Obe ove pesme su napisane pod velikim uticajem Jacka Kerouaka, njegove književnosti i njegove poezije. Bob Dylan kaže da se sa poezijom Jacka Kerouaka susreo još 1959. godine, znači pre nego što je došao u New York, tako je rekao Alenu Ginsbergu, da je tada čitao zbirku pesama Mexico City Blues i da ga je ona raznela, kako kaže Bob Dylan. A takođe kaže da za roman Jacka Kerouaka Na putu, da je on bio kao Biblija za njega, da sve ono što je radio kasnije u karijeri je pokušao zapravo da pronađe one neke elemente koje je prepoznao u romanu Na putu. O tome postoje brojne svedočanstva, postoje brojne konkretne Dylanove izjave koje govore o tome, a ova pesma Just Like Tom Tom Blues je zapravo zaista, odmah se može prepoznati da je inspirisana tom zbirkom poezije Jacka Kerouaka, Mexico City Blues. Tom Waits sa svoje strane je čovjek koji se na mnogi načine identifikovao sa Jackom Kerouakom. Kao što se zna, Tom Waits je u 10. godini ostao bez oca, naime otac Tom Waits je napustio porodicu i on je nekako odrastao sam i kaže kasnije u svom životu kao tinejdžer je tražio očinsku figuru i tu očinsku figuru je pronašao u Jacku Kerouaku i Charlesu Bukovskom, odnosno u njihovim književnim delima. Veliki teksaški trubadur Guy Clark u svojoj jednoj poznatoj pesmi koja se zove Cold Dog Soup govori zapravo o nekim svojim uspomenama iz Kalifornije. Seća se momka koji je radio na vratima nekog kluba Heritage i koji je stalno sa sobom nosio knjige Jacka Kerouaka. Taj momak je, kako se kaže u toj pesmi, zapravo bio Tom Waits. To su sve neki podaci koji na ozbiljan način govore o povezanosti ove dvojice fenomenalnih rock trubadura sa književnim delom Toma Waitsa, a također je, ja mislim, jako zanimljivi primjer onaj koji se može pročitati u knjizi Barnija Hoskinsa o Tomu Waitsu, u kojem on kaže da kada je Tom Waits prvi put stigao u San Francisco, nije otišao ni na koncert neke čuvene San Francisco rock grupe, niti je otišao da vidi hipike, nego je otišao pravo u knjižaru Lorenza Ferligetija, nadajući se da će tamo da sretne duh Jacka Kerouaka. Ove dve pesme koje smo čuli govore, znači, o toj povezanosti, a također i ove koje slede govore o istoj toj nekoj vezi. Došli smo do sastava Morfin, grupe koju je predvodio Mark Sandman, legendarni rocker koji je umro na sceni svirajući pesmu Super Sex u gradu Palestrina u Italiji, a koji je svojim delom zapravo na najeksplicitniji način povezao književnost Jacka Kerouaka sa rock muzikom. I to, ako ste čuli bilo koju pesmu sastava Morfin, potpuno vam je jasno da je ta činjenica tačna. Mi ćemo čuti kako su Morfin za jednu kompilaciju koja se zove Kerouac X Joy Darkness, koja je izašla 1997. godine, izveli pesmu Kerouac, koja je napisana, za koje stihove napisao Mark Sandman i muziku, naravno, a to su, stihovi su napisani, znači, u maniru Jacka Kerouaka, na taj karakterističan način, ta neka, kako se to kaže, bap poezija, taj neki bap ritam je tu iskorišćen na najbolji mogući način. A odmah potom slušamo i sastav Doors. Ray Manzarek, čovjek koji na neki način je osnovao ovu grupu, je jednom u svojim memoarima rekao da Jack Kerouac nije napisao roman Na putu, ne bi postojali ni Doors. Čućemo Doors u pesmi koja je vrlo eksplicitno povezana sa književnošću Jacka Kerouaka, a ona se zove Riders on the Storm i pojavila se na albumu LA Woman iz 1971. godine. Evo grupe Morfin u večerasnom izdanju Neonske duge na Radio Beogradu 2. Pesma se zove vrlo jednostavno Kerouac.
Kerouac. Yeah. Kerouac. His words. The words. So many words, just all brothers of the same horn, sisters of the saxophone. Notes, music, words, a melody, a quote, figure eight, figure. We listen close to the drummer. It's like a mirror, and you're invisible. Like you're in a back seat, no handles on the doors. Just a beautiful driver up front. She knows where she's going. Kerouac. The observation machine. Caressing the most passing of scenes with photographic love. Passionate. Photographic love. Vulnerable as any window. His memories pull shades up and down. Doors are knocked on, telegrams arrive. Every morning something extra vivid. Remembering everything. Like a snatch of melody. A drum beat. Remembering. Mythologizing. fast all the time, moving.
Radio Beograd 2.
The words. The words are drumsticks. Pounding out drum beats. Like a monk. Like a monk melody. With mistakes. Yeah, mistakes and sudden inspirations. Edges, corners, explosions. Convections, all fast, through a slow motion landscape, yeah, fast, through a slow motion landscape.
Heroi, skitnice i fatalne žene.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Veliki muzičko-scenski spektakl Karl Orff, Carmina Burana, dirigent Bojan Suđić, Simfonijski orkestar, hor, Dečiji hor i hor Kolibri RTS-a, Orkestar i hor Fakultete muzičke umetnosti, Akademski hor Obiruć, Institut za umetničku igru, solisti Marija Mitić, sopran, Dejan Vrbančić, tenor Ivan Tirion, bariton, Sava Centar, subota, 27. maj, u 20 časova. Ne propustite.
EGP RTS vam predstavlja Bla Bla Band i njihov album Prvenac. U prodaju. 80 godina Simfonijskog orkestra RTS-a. Solista Aleksandar Mađar, klavir. Dirigent Bojan Suđić. Program Grieg, koncert za klavir, Šostaković, simfonija broj 5. Sava Centar, nedelja 21. maj, 20 časova. Ulaznice u prodaji na blagajni Sava Centra i Event Teama.
Big Band RTS-a i Andrea Tofanelli. Omaž Maynardu Fergusonu. Velika sala Doma omladine Beograda. Četvrtak. 18. maj 2017. u 20 časova. Karte u prodaji na blagajni Doma omladine.
Evo stojim tu, zarobljen u snu, sada ispred vas.
PGP RTS vam sa ponosom predstavlja.
Ceo život svoj, suze, krv i znoj, večno beži nas.
Najnovi izdanje legendarne U grupe. Evo stojim tu. U prodaji. Eko.
Radio Beograd 2.
Pre ovog seta reklama čuli smo sastav Doors u pesmi Riders on the Storm i grupu Morfin u numeri Kerouac sa onog albuma koji je posvećen Jacku Kerouacu, koji se Kicks Joy Darkness, a izašao je 1997. godine. I na taj način smo verifikovali tu vezu između Jacka Kerouaka i muzike ovih bendova, a nastavljamo dalje u sličnom maniru. Slušamo muziku koja je na ovaj ili onaj način inspirisana Jackom Kerouakom, velikim književnikom koji je pripadao tom beat pokretu i koji je jeo svojom literaturom na krucijalan način uticao na rock muzičare, mada je tačna činjenica da Jack Kerouak nije volao rock muziku, on je bio fanatik džeza i to bebop džeza, ali nekako nije imao razumevanja za rock muziku. Međutim, rockeri su u tim njegovim stihovima, u tim, kako kaže Bob Dylan, brzim bebop stihovima, ne mogu sad tačno setim te citata kako Dylan definiše poeziju Jacka Kerouaka, ali u tim njegovim stihovima su pronašli inspiraciju za svoje pesme, a može se reći da je album Poetry for the Beat Generation koji je Jack Kerouak snimio sa Steve'om Allenom na neki način bio i paradigma za celokupno delo Toma Waitsa, znači klavirski blues jazz svirka, a preko toga neki vrlo neobični, nesvakidašnji stihovi prepuni raznoraznih protuva i neobičnih likova. Ann Charters, poznata američka profesorka književnosti, je napisala pogovor za roman Jack Kerouak, Na putu Jacka Kerouaka, koji se nedavno pojavio u izdanju Lagune, i ranije su postojali neke izdanja ovog romana na srpskom jeziku, i u tom svom pogovoru Ann Charters je citirala neke beleške koje su pronađene u zaostavštini Jacka Kerouaka, koje on pisao u vreme dok je stvarao taj svoj legendarni roman Na putu, pa između ostalih ona tu citira i sledeći tekst koji je Kerouak napisao u to vreme, a on glasi ovako: volim žestoki viski, volim ludu noć subotom uveče kod kuće, volim da tenor saksofon bude maničan kao žena, volim da se sve kreće i rola i menja, ako treba da budem odvaljen, onda volim da budem odvaljen, volim da me muzika iz podzemlja naelektriše. Ja mislim da je to ono što se događa i u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge, ova električna muzika preko svih ovih talasa dopire do vas i mislim da vas na jedan poseban način električen. Evo vas sada Ivana Morrison u večerašnjem izdanju emisije Neonska duga, koja je takođe napisao nekoliko pesama u kojima se spominje Jack Kerouak na jedan vrlo važan način. Jedna od njih i najlepša, rekao bih, je ona već čuvena njegova pesma Cleaning Windows, albuma Beautiful Vision iz 1982. godine, u kojoj Van Morrison priča o svom detinjstvu, o tim nekim formativnim uticajima koje je pretrpeo u tom periodu, i naravno u tom kontekstu spominje i romane Jacka Kerouaka. A onda slušamo škotski band Belen Sebastian, La Pasti de la Bourgeoisie je pesma koju će nam oni izvesti, a koja se takođe bavi delom jutice koja roman Na putu ima na članove ovog benda i na rock muziku uopšte i uopšte na tu generaciju kojoj pripada i sastav Belen Sebastian. Ovo je jedan od najvećih pevača rock muzike, zove se Van Morrison, njegova fantastična pesma Cleaning Windows.
Bakery from across the street got in my nose, yeah. Yeah, we carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron cage rolls. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. Woodbine at the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. Oh, Sam was up on top and I was on the bottom with the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke the tea. That's it. From the lady, and I cleaned the fan light inside out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my life? I'll have to clean in the windows.
36.
Rock and Roll Magazine. Neonska duga.
Rolling Stone. I went home and read my Christmas comfort book on Zen. Curiosity killed the cat. Kerouac's on a bump and on the road. Number 126. I will be right tomorrow. I just burned a tanner a 3 feet bit in the windowsill there.
Beograd 2.
Sunbeam shine, lost the color of you. You stay home, oh, if only I left you. The past day, tell a bourgeoisie. Municipal pool, your junior lifesaver, and your friends are all serious ravers. La Posse de la Bourgeoisie, in Judy Bloom. Oh, but you came too soon. You're too tall, much too tall for a boyfriend. Run and hide from your body, then split end. Don't be scared by the books you love. Why?
škotski band Belen Sebastian, La Pasti de la Bourgeoisie je bila pesma koju smo sada čuli, koja je, jel, kao što ste to mogli iz ovog teksta da primijetite, takođe povezana na jedan vrlo eksplicitan način sa književnim delom Jacka Kerouaka i pre toga Van Morrison, koji nam je tu setu pesmu u kojoj se prisjeća svog detinjstva u Belfastu pod imenom Cleaning Windows takođe na neki način prožeo svojim sećanjima na Jacka Kerouaka i na te sjajne romane koje je u nekim svojim formativnim godinama mogao da čita. Rekao smo već da je poezija Jacka Kerouaka uticala krucijalno na rock poeziju i rekao Bob Dylan je to govorio, da te zadihane, dinamične fraze bap poezije Jacka Kerouaka su zapravo osnova za pisanje pravih i dobrih rock tekstova, a takođe njegov roman Na putu, koji je na neki način i odredi tematski okvir rock muzike kao jedne umetničke forme koja se na neki vrlo onako specifičan način bavi tom nekom potragom za sobstvenim identitetom, skitanjem, silaskom na dno sobstvene ličnosti sa pogledom uprtim na gore, kako su neki rekli teoretičari književnosti kad su pisali o bit književnosti, glad za avanturom i potraga za ekstazom kroz muziku. To je ono što je roman Na putu doneo rock muzici, a mi ćemo sada čuti kako Jack Kerouac opet govori svoju poeziju. Ovog puta pesma se zove Charlie Parker, znači posvećena je čoveku koji je na neki način definisao taj bebop jazz stil, od koga je Jack Kerouac mnogo preuzeo, bar kada je u pitanju ritam kojem je on pisao svoja književna dela. U pratnji Steve'a Allena sa albuma Poetry for the Beat Generation, znači Jack Kerouac još jednom recituje svoju poeziju, pesma se zove Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker looked like Buddha. Charlie Parker, who recently died laughing at a juggler on TV, after weeks of strain and sickness, was called a perfect musician. And his expression on his face was as calm, beautiful, and profound as the image of the Buddha represented in the East. The lidded eyes, the expression that says, all is well. This was what Charlie Parker said when he played, all is well. He had the feeling of early in the morning, like a hermit's joy, or like the perfect cry of some wild gang at a jam session, wail, whop. Charlie burst his lungs to reach the speed of what the speedsters wanted, and what they wanted was his eternal slowdown. A great musician and a great creator of forms that ultimately find expression in mores and what have you. Musically as important as Beethoven, yet not regarded as such at all, a genteel conductor of string orchestras in front of which he stood, proud and calm, like a leader of music in the great historic world night, and wailed his little saxophone, the alto, with piercing clear lament, in perfect tune and shining harmony, toot. As listeners reacted without showing it, and began talking, and soon the whole joint is rocking and talking, and everybody talking, and Charlie Parker whistling them on to the brink of eternity with his Irish St. Patrick patoodle stick. And like the holy miss, we blop and we plop in the waters of slaughter and white meat and die one after one in time. And how sweet a story it is when you hear Charlie Parker tell it, either on records or at sessions or at official bits and clubs, shots in the arm for the wallet. Gleefully, he whistled the perfect horn. Anyhow, it made no difference. Charlie Parker, forgive me. Forgive me for not answering your eyes. For not having made an indication of that which you can devise. Charlie Parker, pray for me. Pray for me and everybody. In
in the nirvanas of your brain where you hide, indulgent and huge. No longer Charlie Parker, but the secret unsayable name that carries with it merit, not to be measured from here to up, down, east, or west. Charlie Parker, lay the bane off me and everybody.
Bio Jack Kerouac, zajedno sa klavirstvom Steve'om Allenom sa albuma Poetry of the Beat Generation odrecitovao svoju pesmu Charlie Parker. Znači, Jack Kerouac specijalno za Neonsku dugu. Snimak je naravno napravljen 1959. godine. A mi nastavljamo i dalje da slušamo muziku koja je inspirisana Jackom Kerouacom i njegovim književnim delom. Vrlo često kada se govori o razlozima zbog kojih je Kerouac toliko inspirativan kada je u pitanju rock muzika, onda se citira jedan odlomak iz njegovog romana Na putu, koji ću vam ja sada pročitati, a koji glasi ovako: jedini ljudi za mene jesu ludaci, oni koji su dovoljno ludi da žive, ludi da govore, ludi da budu spašeni, a istovremeno i željni svega, tipovi koji nikada nisu zevali od dosade ili izgovarali opšta mesta, već goreli kao ona fantastična vatrometna raketa. To je ono što ja mislim u ovim rečima na neki način sadržana i suština rock muzike i taj neki plamen koji kao vatrometna raketa gori u pesmama pravog i autentičnog roka. Mi ćemo sada čuti tri pesme koje su povezane sa Jackom Kerouacom. Prva od njih je bila čak i veliki hit tamo negde 1987. godine. Zove se Hey Jack Kerouac, izvodio je sastav 10,000 Maniacs. Bio je planetarni hit, inače se pesma nalazi na njihovom albumu In My Tribe. Potom ćemo čuti fantastičan australijski band The Go-Betweens sa njihovog albuma Talula. Čućemo pesmu The House that Jack Kerouac built, koja govori o nekim vrlo čudnim i neobičnim događajima u nekom australijskom bioskopu između jednog para, a sve to povezano i sa nekim stavovima i stihovima Jacka Kerouaca. Autor ove pesme je Robert Forster i on je to zaista otpevao na izuzetan način. Snimak iz 87. godine, a ceo naredni segment završit će jedna nova grupa, ona se zove The Low Anthem. Oni su debitovali 2009. godine sa albumom Oh My God, Charlie Darwin, na kojem su obradili i pesmu Home I'll Never Be. To je pesma koju je Tom Waits napisao na stihove Jacka Kerouaca. Evo kako to sve zvuči, evo jednog velikog hita iz nekih prošlih vremena, pesma se zove Hey Jack Kerouac, sastav je 10,000 Maniacs.
treasure in the stall. Wanna give you tenderness and my affection too. If it's through clenched teeth, that's what you've driven it to. Want us to be lovers, want us to be friends. Kittens on the patchwork quilt. Oh no, what am I doing here in the house Jack Kerouac built? There's white magic and bad rock and roll. Your friend there says he's the gatekeeper to my soul. The velvet curtain, Chinese bell, friends like these, you're damned as well. Keep me away from her, keep me away from her, keep me away from her. Shake off your despondency and your country girl act.
Oh,
bio sastav Low Anthem, čuli smo ih u pesmi Home I'll Never Be sa njihovog albuma Oh My God, Charlie Darwin, kojim su oni debitovali 2009. godine. Zanimljivo da su članovi ovog benda The Low Anthem studenti sa onih čuvenih američkih Ivy League koleđa, znači jedna vrlo onako dobro odabrana skupina ljudi s visokog obrazovanja. Pre toga smo čuli i The Go-Betweens u pesmi The House That Jack Kerouac Built i naravno sastav 10,000 Maniac sa njihovim velikim hitom iz 1987. godine, pesmom Hey Jack Kerouac. Ponovo se vraćamo na poeziju Jacka Kerouaca da bismo još jednom pokazali koliko je to sve uticajno, i ovog puta ćemo sa albuma Kicks Joy Darkness čuti kako poznati je američki filmski glumac Matt Dillon, verovatno najbolji glumac u svojoj generaciji, koji nažalost nije možda prepoznat kao takav, ali eto ja to mogu da izjavim, kako on recituje pesmu Mexico Loneliness Jacka Kerouaca u pratnji vrlo zanimljive jedne jazz trojke koju čine Joe Gonzalez, Joy Altruda i Pablo Calogero. To je zaista jedan izuzetan snimak, izuzetno je tekst ove pesme, može da se pronađe na internetu, i to je nešto što vam na najbolji mogući način može pokazati koliko je poezija Jacka Kerouaca inspirativna i koliko je kvalitetna. Ovo je Matt Dillon, Loneliness Mexican.
And I am an unhappy stranger grooking in the streets of Mexico. My friends have died on me. My lovers disappeared. My whores banned. My bed rocked and heaved by earthquake. And no holy weed to get high by candlelight and dream. Only fumes of buses, dust storms, and maids peeking at me through a hole in the door, secretly drilled to watch masturbators fuck pillows. I am the gargoyle of Our Lady dreaming in space. Gray mist dreams. My face is pointed toward Napoleon. I have no form. My address book is full of RIPs. I have no value in the void. At home without honor, my only friend is an old fag without a typewriter, who, if he's my friend, I'll be buggered. I have some mayonnaise left, a whole unwanted bottle of oil, peasants washing my skylight, a nut clearing his throat in the bathroom next to mine 100 times a day, sharing my common ceiling. If I get drunk, I get thirsty. If I walk, my foot breaks down. If I smile, my mask's a farce. If I cry, I'm just a child. If I remember, I'm a liar. If I write, the writing's done. If I die, the dying's over. If I live, the dying's just begun. If I wait, the waiting's longer. If I go, the going's gone. If I sleep, the bliss is heavy. The bliss is heavy on my lids. If I go to cheap movies, the bedbugs get me. Expensive movies I can't afford. If I do, nothing, nothing does.
Matt Dillon u večerašnjem izdanju emisije Nelska duga na Radio Beogradu 2 odrecito ovaj pesmu Loneliness Mexican Jacka Kerouaca, nesrećni usamljeni stranac u jednoj toploj meksičkoj noći, vrlo onako bilo to, ja bih rekao, inspirativno i nadahnuto, urađeno od strane Mata Dillona i pratećih muzičara koji su se zovu Joe Gonzalez, Joe Altruda i Pablo Calogero. Mi se ponovo vraćamo na ove pesme koje su inspirisane poezijom i književnošću Jacka Kerouaka i još jednom potenciramo značaj tog romana Na putu za rock muziku. Rekao smo već da je on definisao tematski okvir. Roman Na putu je, kako kažu teoretičari književnosti, romana kle, to će reći roman sa ključem. Zapravo radi se o tome da su stvarni ljudi junaci tog, te pripovesti, ali su ovaj, maskirani nekim drugim imenima i na taj način se traži ključ da bi se to sve otkrilo, šta se zapravo zbiva u tom romanu, ali glavni likovi tog romana su naravno Karlo Marx, iza tog imena se naravno krije Allen Ginsberg, onda Neil Cassidy je Dean Moriarty, a veliki William S. Burroughs se u ovom romanu pojavlja kao Old Bull Lee. Sal Paradise, glavni pripovedač u romanu, je naravno Jack Kerouac. Pripoveda se, znači, to njihovo putovanje kroz Ameriku, potpomognuto drogom, alkoholom, seksom i džezom, i to putovanje nije samo sebi ovaj cilj, već je to nekakva potreba, potraga za sopstvenim identitetom. A evo kako se sve to odražava i na rock muziku, kroz tri pesme koje ćemo vam sada emitovati, čućemo jednog vrlo zanimljivog američkog rockera koji se zove Kevin Keeney, koji stvara zaista zanimljivu muziku. On je 2000. godine snimio album The Flower and the Knife, na kojem se našla pesma koja se jednostavno zove Kerouac. Potom slušamo jedan od najvećih britanskih bendova, King Crimson, koji su 1982. godine snimili album The Beat, koji je posvećen beat literaturi i uopšte tom nekom beat doživljaju sveta. Čućemo ih u pesmi koja svojim naslovom direktno upućuje na Jacka Kerouaka, zove se Neil and Jack and Me, i naravno čućemo i francusku pevačicu Valérie Lagrange, koja je uz pomoć francuskog kompozitora Benjamina Biolaya ukomponovala neke Kerouakove stihove i sve to otpevala, odnosno odrecitovala u pesmi koja se zove Kerouac, a koja je na francuskom jeziku. Ovo je Kevin Keeney.
Observer, learned, gifted, prolific, speed racer, voracious, simple man, coffee romantic, Mexican tourist, American traveler, Algerian wanderer, St. Pete, Tampa bar fly, Kerouac, good guy, loved his mother. Thank you.
Rock and Roll Magazine.
Je humais des fleurs dans la cour et lorsque je me suis réveillée, j'ai inspiré profondément et tout mon sang s'est rué à mon cerveau et je me suis retrouvée mort sur le dos dans l'herbe. Apparemment, je m'étais évanouie ou j'étais mort pendant 60 secondes environ. Mon voisin m'avait vu, mais il avait pensé que je m'étais simplement jeté soudain sur l'herbe pour jouir du soleil. Durant cet intemporel moment d'inconscience, je vis l'éternité d'or, je vis les cieux. Il ne s'y était jamais rien passé. Les événements d'il y a 1 million d'années étaient tout aussi fantomatiques et insaisissables que les événements de maintenant, ou de dans 1 million d'années, ou que les événements des 10 prochaines minutes. C'était parfait. La solitude d'or. Le vide d'or. Une chose ou une autre. Quelque chose de sûrement humble. Un silence parfaitement immuable résonnait avec ravissement. Il n'était pas question d'être vivant ou de ne pas être vivant. Il n'était pas question de goût et de dégoût, de près ou de loin. Pas question de don ou de gratitude, pas question de pitié ou de jugement, ou de souffrance ou de son contraire, ou de quoi que ce soit d'autre. C'était la matrice même, la solitude même, l'abondance universelle, le grand trésor libre, la grande victoire. L'achèvement infini, la joyeuse essence mystérieuse des dispositions. Cela semblait n'être qu'un sourire épanoui, qu'une adoration adorable, qu'une charité gracieuse et adorable, sécurité éternelle, rafraîchissant après-midi, rose, cendre d'or, immatériel scintillant et infini, l'âge d'or. Ce qui était d'or venait du soleil dans mes paupières, et l'éternité de ma soudaine et immédiate prise de conscience tandis que je me réveillais, que je venais d'être là d'où tout vient et où tout retourne, le permanent ainsi, qui donc jamais ne va ni ne vient. C'est pourquoi je l'appelle l'éternité d'or, mais vous pouvez l'appeler comme bon vous semble. En revenant à la conscience, je fus terriblement navrée d'avoir un corps et un esprit, comprenant soudain que je n'avais pas même un corps et un esprit, et que rien n'était jamais arrivé, et que tout est bien à jamais, et à jamais, et à jamais. Oh, merci, merci, merci.
Radio Beograd 2. Program kulture i umetnosti.
U prethodnom segmentu večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge čuli smo tri pesme koje su i samim svojim imenom povezane sa Jackom Kerouacom. Bile su to numere Kerouac koja je izvela francuska pevačica Valérie Lagrange, a koja je inače iskomponovao kad je muziku u pitanju Benjamin Biolay, a onda smo čuli King Crimson u numeri Neil and Jack and Me i Kevina Kinija u numeri koja se također zove Kerouac. I sad smo ponovo došli do te fantastične Kerouacove poezije koja je inspirisala svu ovu muziku koju mi večeras emitujemo. Rekao smo da je Kerouac delao u okviru tog pokreta Bit književnosti koji je bio aktualan 50. godina u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama, nastao je u onim nekim umetničkim četvrtima San Francisco, Los Angeles i New Yorka. Jack Kerouac je naravno iz tog njujorškog dela. Jack Kerouac inače kanadsko-francusko porekla, koji je iz Quebeca, njegovi roditelji su se preselili u Sjedinjene Države i on je zapravo i rođen u Sjedinjenim Državama, ali ima taj neki francuski pedigre. Reč bit koja se vezuje uz ovaj književni pokret i uopšte društveni pokret je preuzeta iz uličnog žargona. Nju je William Burroughs prvi put čuo od Herberta Hankija, čoveka od koga je kupovao morfijum na Times Square-u tamo negde 50. godina. I ta reč u tom nekom uličnom značenju je otprilike značila biti iscrpljen, na dnu sveta, tražeći izlaz, neispavan, širom otvorenih očiju, osetljive percepcije, odbačen od društva, na svoju ruku, pun ulične mudrosti. To je to osnovno značenje reči bit koja se povezuje sa ovom književnošću i ovom umetnošću koju mi ovde prezentujemo preko uticaja koja je izvršila na rock muziku. A sada ćemo vam emitovati Vorana Zivona, koji u pratnji pijaniste Michaela Wolfa recituje dve pesme Jacka Kerouaka, Running Through i Chinese Poem, a takođe to sa onog albuma iz 1997. godine, o kome sam vam već govorio, koje je kompanija Ryko Disc izdala tada, koji se zove Kicks Joy Darkness. Evo kako Voran Zivon, ja mislim čovjek koji je na pravi način povezan sa Kerouakom i kao umetnik i kao čovjek od posebnog životnog stila i kao izvođač, govori te fantastične stihove, a na klaviru je Michael Wolf. Ovo je Voran Zivon.
Oh, I, today, sad as Chuyuan, stumbled to the store in broiling Florida October morning heat, cursing for my wine, sweating like rain, came to my chair weak and trembling, wondering if I'm crazy at last. Oh, Chuyuan, no, no suicide, wine, please, wine. What shall we all do, all knowing we're dying, without wine to guide us to winking at death and life too? My heart belongs to Chinese poets and their scrolls. We can't just die, men need wine. And poetry at least. Oh, Mao, poet Mao, not boss Mao. Here in America, wine is laughed at and poetry a joke. Death's a grim reminder to everybody already dead, crashing in cars all around here. Here men and women dryly scowl at poets' sad attempts to make our lot a whole lot lesser. I, a poet, suffer even for bugs I find upside down dying in the grass. So I drink wine alone. I shudder to think how dead the astronauts are going to a dead moon of no wine. All our best men are laughed at in this nightmare land, but the newspapers preen in virtue. Throughout the world, the left and right, the east and west, are both vicious. The happy old wine bibber is gone. I want him to reappear. For modern China preens in virtue, too, for no better reason than America. Nobody has respect for the cat asleep, and I'm hopelessly inadequate in this poem. Nobody has respect for the self-centered, irresponsible wine invalid. Everybody wants to be strapped in a hopeless spacesuit where they can't move. I urge you, China, go back to Li Po and Dao Yuan Ming. What am I talking about? I don't know. I'm sick today. I didn't sleep all night. Walked stumbling in the field to get wine. Now I'm drinking it. I feel better and worse. I have something to say to Mao and the poets of China that won't come out. It's all about how America ignores poetry and wine, and so does China, and I'm a fool without a river, and a boat, and a flower suit, without a wine shop at dawn, without self-respect, without the truth. But I'm a better man than all of you. That's what I wanted to say.
Čuli smo Vorana Zivona kako recituje poeziju Jacka Kerouaka, Running Through i Chinese Poem Song. Je to bilo što nam je Voran Zivon izgovorio uz pratnju klaviriste Michaela Wolfa. I sad se ponovo vraćamo na Boba Dylana kao čoveka koji je, kako bi se rekao, najpoznatiji sledbenik tih osnovnih artističkih ideja koje je Jack Kerouac promovisao u svom književnom delu. I sad smo došli do te epohalne Dylanove pesme Desolation Row, takođe sa albuma Highway 61 Revisited, za koju možete pročitati ovde u ovom novom izdanju magazina Gradac Kerouac, jel, koji nas je inspirisao na ovu emisiju, jedan fantastičan tekst američkog publiciste Shona Willensa, koji objašnjava u tom tekstu iz stiha u stih povezanost Dylanove poezije, u ovom slučaju u okviru pesme Desolation Row i nekih stihova Jacka Kerouaka. To je ona fantastična pesma od 11 minuta. Postoji odličan prevod u ove pesme novi, koje je specijalno za ovu priliku za magazin Gradac uradio čovjek koji uredio ovaj broj, Savo Stjepović. Prevod je jako zanimljiv i upućam vas na njega. Pročitajte to i pročitajte ovaj tekst Shona Willensa i saslušajte Boba Dylana u toj epohalnoj pesmi Desolation Row, u kojoj mu je najveću pomoć pružio gitarista Charlie McCoy, zapravo čuveni nešvilski session muzičar koga su slučajno sreli na ulicama Njujorka u to vreme, koji je odsvirao onu akustičnu gitaru preko svih ovih Dylanovih stihova i na taj način pesmi Desolation Row dao je neko potpuno novo značenje, izmestio je u neke nove predele. Evo kako to zvuči, ovo je jedan najveći trenutak rock muzike, a svakako i najveći trenutak večerašnjeg izdanja emisije Neonska duga. Bob Dylan izvodi pesmu Desolation Row.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon knowing
spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him self-confidence after poisoning him with words. Then the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row.
Yeah.
skitnice i fatalne žene. Neonska duga.
Yes, I received your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke. When you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Novi CD Jovan Maljoković.
Vremena, pa kao u gradu, točkovi, kilometre kradu. Pusti me, hoću da sam sama, kasnije mislit ću o nama.
Vrelina, u izdanju PGP RTS.
Točkovi, kilometre kradu, pusti me.
U prodaji.
Sada ispred vas
PGP RTS vam sa ponosom predstavlja
ceo život svoj, suze, krv i znoj, večno beži nas.
Najnovi izdanje legendarne U grupe Evo stojim tu u prodaji. Eko.
Pre ovog seta reklama čuli smo Boba Dilana u njegove epohalne pesmi Desolation Row, koja je na neki način sumirala sve ovo što smo mi pričali u večerašnjoj emisiji o vezi Jacka Kerouaka, odnosno književnosti Jacka Kerouaka i rock muzike. Mislim da se to sve u ovoj pesmi Boba Dilana složilo na pravi način. Inače, pesma se nalazi na albumu Highway 61 Revisited i pored tih sjajnih Dilanovih tekstova, ja mislim da je obeležena tom fantastičnom svirkom Charlie McCoya na akustičnoj gitari, za koji mnogi smatraju, pa i ja, da je najbolji i najveći doprinos koji je jedan session muzičar dao snimku nekog neke pesme u čijem je snimanju učestvovao. Savo Stijepović je uredio ovaj broj i on je u tom nekom svom uvodnom delu celu priču započeo od legendarne pesme Jacka Brucea i Tima Browna, pesme koja se zove Tema za zamišljeni western. I mislim da je to pravi početak, jer u toj pesmi koju je Jack Bruce iskomponovao na stihove Pita Browna se zapravo i govori o fantastičnim putovanjima i o svim tim nekim dogodovštinama koje se na tim putovanjima dešavaju i o svoj toj nekoj tragediji koja takva velika istraživačka putovanja nose sa sobom. A takođe je Stjepović na vrlo jedan lep način prešao iz tog nekog putovanja po geografskim predelima na neka intrapsihička putovanja koja implicira književnost Jacka Kerouaka. Mi ćemo sada čuti kako grupa Mountain izvodi tu legendarnu pesmu Jacka Brucea, kome je inače danas rođendan, i to onaj legendarni snimak sa festivala Woodstock na kojem su Mountain nastupili 16. augusta 1969. godine i otpevali ovu, po mom mišljenju, jednu od najboljih pesama u istoriji rock muzike. Ona se zove Tema za zamišljeni western. Ovo su Mountain. Mountain.
have gone. Sometimes traveling through the darkness, met the summer, the coming home.
Ako je grupa Mountain svirala pesmu, legendarnu pesmu Jacka Brucea na Woodstock festivalu, tema za zamišljeni western u kojoj je Savo Stijepović čovjek uredio ovaj broj Graca posvećen Jacku Kerouaku, koji nas inspirisao ovu večerašnju emisiju, prepoznao uticaje Jacka Kerouaka na povezu Pita Browna. I tako dođe smo do kraja naše večerašnje emisije. Nadam se da vam je bilo zabavno da slušate ovu emisiju. To je bio jedan pokušaj da pokažemo kako se eto ta velika i zanimljiva književnost Jacka Kerouaka povezala sa jednim muzičkim žanrom koji on čak i nije voleo, i ne samo da ga nije voleo, nego ima jedan prezriv odnos prema njemu, ali to su neke priče koje više zadiru u individualnu psihologiju nego što predstavljaju pravi redosled stvari. Za sam kraj ćemo čuti kako Jack Kerouac uprati Steve Allena sa tog albuma Poetry for the Beat Generation, o kome smo dosta pričali, koji je izašao 1959. godine, čita odlomke iz svog romana On the Road i Visions of Cody. I tako ćemo završiti večerašnju emisiju, u kojoj je tonski realizator bio Bojan Sterling, a organizator Rada Ćorović. Ja vas pozdravim, laku noć, prijatno, ovo je Jack Kerouac.
Well, a lot of people have asked me why did I write that book or any book. All the stories I wrote were true because I believed in what I saw. I was traveling west one time at the junction of the state line of Colorado, its arid western one, and the state line of poor Utah. I saw in the clouds huge and massed above the fiery golden desert of Evenfall the great image of God with forefinger pointed straight at me through halos and rolls and gold folds that were like the existence of the gleaming spear in his right hand, which saith, come on, boy, go thou across the ground. Go moan for man. Go moan. Go groan. Go groan alone. Go roll your bones alone. Go thou and be little beneath my sight. Go thou and be minute as seed in a pod. Go thou, die hence. And of this world report you well and truly. Anyway, I wrote the book because we're all gonna die. In the loneliness of my life, my father dead, my brother dead, my mother far away, my sister and my wife far away, nothing here but my own tragic hands that once were guarded by a world, a sweet attention, that now are left to guide and disappear their own way into the common dark of all our death, sleeping in me raw bed alone and stupid, with just this one pride and consolation, my heart broke in a general despair. And opened up inwards to the Lord. I made a supplication in this dream. So in the last page of On the Road, I describe how the hero, Dean Moriarty, has come to see me all the way from the West Coast just for a day or two. We've just been back and forth across the country several times in cars, and now our adventures are over. We're still great friends, but we have to go into later phases of our lives. So there he goes, Dean Moriarty, ragged in a moth-eaten overcoat he brought specially for the freezing temperatures of the East. Walking off alone, and last I saw him, he rounded the corner of 7th Avenue, eyes on the street ahead, and bent to it again. Gone. So, in America, when the sun goes down, and I sit on the old broken-down river pier watching the long, long skies over New Jersey, and sense all that raw land that rolls in one unbelievable huge bulge over to the West Coast, and all that road going, and all the people dreaming in the immensity of it. In an hour, I know by now that children must be crying in the land where they let the children cry. And tonight the stars will be out, and don't you know that God is Pooh Bear? The evening star must be drooping and shedding her sparkler dims on the prairie, which is just before the coming of complete night that blesses the earth, darkens all the rivers, cups the peaks, and folds the final shore in. Nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody besides the forlorn rags of growing old. Think of Dean Moriarty, or even think of old Dean Moriarty, the father we never found. Think of Dean Moriarty. I think of Dean Moriarty.